I wonder how many of you read comics. Who reads comics today? What comics do you read?
There's one there in the front here.
What comics do you read?
I mean Spider-Man.
What comics do you read?
Batman and
Dandy.
Yeah.
The Beano. He's a superhero. A superhero created by two men, a man called Jerry Schuster and another man called Jerry Siegel. And Superman's been around for a long, 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 long time. He first appeared in comic books in 1938 and eventually became the most popular comic book hero of all time, despite the fact that none of you seem to read it. I do. Superman. Well, where was Superman born? Do you know where Superman was born? Shout out. In New York? No, no, no. Born on another planet? Krypton, the planet Krypton. See, we do know about Superman. And what happened to bring him to Earth? What do we know about him?
Yes.
The planet he was on blew up, yes, and he was sent off on a rocket ship to Earth, and he landed on Earth. And on the Earth in the guise of, well, he's got another identity, hasn't he? Clark Kent. Yeah, you see, you're getting there. You're warming up. He's in the guise of Clark Kent. And it was while he was on Earth as Clark Kent that he discovered he possessed superhuman powers. Wouldn't that be great to have superhuman powers? Great strength and supervision and super hearing. Well, Superman is like that, and he returns to his alter ego between the episodes when he's out doing superhuman stuff. He becomes ordinary Clark Kent. Superman made his first appearance, as I said, back in 1938 in Action Comics number 1. And if you've got one, I'd love to have it. But since then, there's been a continuous output of comic books and radio plays and TV shows and films, even at one stage a Broadway musical. Can you believe that? Now, for some of you who are a wee bit older here, you might remember Superman, the original TV series. It was a series from the 1950s, and it starred a man called George Reeves as Superman. Here we see George Reeves in his Superman costume. Others, maybe who are a wee bit younger, may remember the cartoons that were on the telly from the 1960s or the 1990s. Or if you're even younger, it might be... Who's this? Who is it? Lois and Clark, that's right. They were on telly in the 1990s. Who's the most recent Superman? What's the most recent Superman programme? Smallville, that's right. Smallville. And it retells the story of Superman as a young boy and a young man. And it's still on television. But I have to say, for me, it was in the ABC cinema in Edinburgh that I too first really believed that a man could fly. And in the first Superman film of, oh, it's a long time ago now, 1978, and in the three sequels that followed, it was this man, this actor, Christopher Reeve, who was the screen hero Superman. And he donned the costume, and people really believed when they saw this film that a man could fly. It was such a good film and so well filmed. Christopher Reeve became Superman, the hero. But you see, over the past 9 years, until his death just 3 weeks ago, Christopher Reeve became a very different kind of hero. Through his bravery and his commitment after a fall from a horse back in 1995 left him paralysed from the neck down, and he couldn't move or do anything for himself. And after his accident, Christopher Reeve had to learn to breathe independently again. You perhaps see just at the collar of his shirt here, there's a little thing helping him to breathe and speak. And he had to learn to live and breathe again and to live without many of the physical functions that we all take for granted. Really, imagine not being able to move from your neck down. It must have been horrible. And Christopher Reeve became a different kind of hero over these past 9 years because he became a worker, a tireless advocate, a tireless worker for people who, like him, were affected by spinal injuries. On October the 10th, this year, Christopher Reeve became a hero even in death, because after a severely infected pressure wound, which is a very common side effect to folks who have paralysis like Christopher Reeve, it led to his death at the age of just 52. Christopher Reeve had a very strong inner strength, though, and his perseverance with his illness proved to be a great inspiration to many. He became a different kind of hero. And he and his wife, Dana, launched a foundation to help other people who were affected by spinal injuries and all sorts of different paralyzing injuries, including those who were newly paralyzed, those who had lived for some time with paralysis and weren't able to move. An organization to help those who cared for them, as well as their friends and their family, healthcare professionals, and other people who were involved in their lives. And even though Christopher Reeve was, well, really unable to move, as I say, from the neck down, he regularly took time to send messages addressed to people in each of these different terrible situations people found themselves. Just 2 years ago, the premier, the governor of one of the Australian states, a man called Bob Carr, who was the premier of New South Wales, he invited Christopher Reeves and his wife to come and visit Australia. And after Christopher Reeves' death earlier this month, Bob Carr described Christopher Reeve as simply the most impressive human being I've ever met. In America, Senator John Kerry, one of the people who's campaigning just now to become president, he was another politician greatly impacted by Christopher Reeve's determination. He spoke of his friend in very warm terms during one of the recent election debates. And on the last day Christopher Reeve was actually conscious, before he slipped into a coma, Christopher Reeve made a very long phone call of support to his friend John Kerry. Throughout the past 9 years, Christopher Reeve has maintained his belief that improved treatments and someday even a cure could be found for paralysis. And in that sense, he was a hero to many people. And the Christopher Reeve Paralysis Foundation webpage quotes him saying, "So many of our dreams at first seem impossible. Then they seem improbable. And then when we summon the will, they soon become inevitable." The vision of that organization is we must, we can, we will. It has an underlying theme, something to guide it, just as your different organisations have for you. In our gospel reading today, that story told us of another man. This man wasn't a hero. In many ways, he was a kind of anti-hero. For some people, the characters we read in the gospel may seem like cartoon characters, but Zacchaeus, the man we read of, was a very real person, just like Christopher Reeve. And Zacchaeus' story is amazing because it tells us there's nowhere that God's reign will not reach. Just as Christopher Reeve's accident, his tragic fall and his injury was life-changing for him, Zacchaeus had an equally life-changing experience the day he met Jesus. It's a wonderful story. It's a story all about being excluded and then included. It's a story all about being rejected and then welcomed. It's such a good story that it's one that's regularly used in schools, even today as part of the curriculum. And this year, as a member of the Church of Scotland's Education Committee, I was delighted when we produced a special book entitled Jesus Goes for a Sleepover. Because it was a book all about Zacchaeus and all about Jesus going to Zacchaeus' house to spend the night. And we gave that book, as well as a story sack all about Zacchaeus, as a gift to Alison Elliott, the moderator of the General Assembly. I'd like you to see some of the book about Zacchaeus. You can see it for yourself on the Church of Scotland's website. But listen again to the story. We're getting ready to go out, and everyone's really excited. There's a special visitor in Jericho today called Jesus. Dad says he's a healer and a teacher, and he likes children. The whole town will soon be out to see him. But I can't find my sandals, and Mum says I'm making everyone late. It's just not fair. Suddenly, there's a knock at the door. Who's that? Says Mum. Now we'll be even later. Oh no, it's Zacchaeus. Why does he have to come round now? That's so like him to go and spoil our day. Nobody likes Zacchaeus. He's the tax collector. He's a rich man. And we give him money because we have to. There's nothing we can do about it. But it's not fair. I get less pocket money, and the donkey gets less feed. Everyone says Zacchaeus is rich because he keeps some of the money he collects in taxes for himself. Most of the time, we just try to ignore him. Just give him his money, then get rid of him, says Mum. So Dad throws Zacchaeus some money, and he slams the door shut, and we watch him going. He's a nasty man, says Dad, and he does a nasty job. You stay out of his way, do you hear? Outside, everyone's gathered and they want to see Jesus, but the street is full of people. And who's that pushing through the crowd? Oh, it's that Zacchaeus again. He's too small to see, and everyone, as usual, is ignoring him. It's a very long wait, but at last Jesus comes along the road. There he is, there he is. Lift me higher, Daddy. And Jesus is stopping by a sycamore tree. Why has he done that? Why is he looking up into the tree? There's a face poking through the leaves. Ha! Is that Zacchaeus? What are you doing up there? Jesus says. I wanted to see you, Zacchaeus replied, but I was too short to see over the crowd. Well, you can come down here now, Jesus said, because I need a bed for the night. Come on, I want to stay at your place. That's a surprise. Why would Jesus want to go to Zacchaeus? He says, it's like I say, most people do their best to avoid him. But off Jesus goes, and Zacchaeus hurries behind, and he's very happy, and the crowd parts and they make a path for him. "Why? Me," he shouts. "He chose me." "Dad," I say, "you told me to stay away from Zacchaeus, but Jesus isn't staying away." "Don't you be cheeky," says Dad. But then he adds quietly, "God doesn't leave anyone out." Back home, there's the donkey to feed, there's schoolwork to do. "Tea's ready," calls Mum, and suddenly there's a knock at the door. "Who's that?" sighs Mum. "Now the meal will get cold." "Oh no, it's Zacchaeus. What does he want now?" "We've given you our money," says Dad. "I know," says Zacchaeus. "Too much," mutters Mum. "I know," says Zacchaeus. "Dad says you're the one who owes us money," I add. Dad glares at me angrily. But Zacchaeus is smiling. "I know. Jesus and I have talked it over. And here it is. All the money I took that I shouldn't have." Dad opens his mouth to speak, but he just doesn't know what to say. Mum says, "Would you like to join us for tea?" Now that's a surprise. It's like she can't stop herself. Tea with Zacchaeus, of all people. I think the story of Zacchaeus illustrates that there's nowhere God doesn't reach, and there's nowhere God's reign isn't present. He could have just given up, thinking that he was worthless and no one would ever love him. And yet when Zacchaeus climbed that tree to see Jesus, he found his whole life turned around and made better than he ever imagined it could be. In a similar way, Christopher Reeve could have given up when he had his accident, but God gave him people around him who were able to help him and encourage him. And through him, God has given hope to many, many other people with disability and injury. Christopher Reeve's accident was life-changing. Jesus' visit with Zacchaeus was life-changing. And you might like to think, when you go home from today, what has been life-changing for you? I think in the last 10 years of his life, Christopher Reeve saw life in a very different way. He saw what a gift life is, how precious it is. He saw the importance of everyone having dignity and respect and having a special place in society. And in the church, and through the youth organisations you're part of, each one of us has the opportunity to see our lives and our world as God sees them, precious and special. For each one of us is uniquely created, and each one of us is loved equally by God our Creator. And each one of us has the opportunity to be in a right relationship with God through Jesus, in the same way as Zacchaeus discovered how to be in a right relationship with other people and with God through Jesus Christ, God's Son.